Thanks, Hector. Mahon Fahar, away we go.
Go on. Now, the Irish rugby team have just arrived back to Ireland and the inquest continues hard and fast, coming from journalists and players and everybody. What happened? Why did it all go so horribly wrong? Why didn't we reach a semi-final? Ambrose and Longford, go ahead. The what?
Humidity. Irish people can't take that kind of humidity. We're not used to it, Joe.
Hold the line, Ambrose. A burner, go on.
Typhoons, Joe.
Typhoons?
Yeah, you can't do your job if you're worrying about a typhoon coming in on you,
Go on. Sinead, go.
Their shirts were too tight, Joe.
Do you think?
I knew it straight away.
Go on. Jerry. What's your reason, Jerry?
The girlfriends, Joe.
Girlfriends?
Yeah, all the girlfriends were out there. I saw it in the Star.
If
you're going to war, Joe, you need to be thinking about one thing only, right? And not the other thing, you know yourself,
but hold on, Jerry. I mean, you need
the amount of testosterone needed, right? They need to be celibate for at least 6 months.
6 months?
No wonder they look knackered, Joe. They'd no testosterone left for the rugby.
Oh, go on, okay. Former players now getting involved as well. Keith Wood. Reasons, Keith.
Hotels, Joe.
Hotels?
We are not geared to living in hotels. What? We don't like moving around.
But you have to move around in the World Cup, Keith Wood, and generally the hotels, Keith.
We don't function in hotels.
Okay. Brian O'Driscoll, you're still in Japan. Very disappointing, Brian.
Yeah, I'm devastated.
You don't sound devastated, Brian.
Well, that's because I've just finished a four ball with Tiger Woods, John Bon Jovi and Brad Pitt.
So?
So I don't really need rugby anymore.
Oh.
I'm self-sufficient. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, well, they arrived back yesterday to much criticism and a muted reception at the airport. But one man who was there to greet them and support them all the way was Michael Flatley. Michael.
I can't understand the hiding our Irish boys are taking from our own kind, Joe.
Go on.
They had the bejesus boiled out of their cabbages, so they did by them All Blacks.
They did.
But like the men in 1916, Begara and Begobs, they gave every last drop of blood for Ireland on the fields of Japan
there.
They died with their boots on. Ishka Baha Haggis and Ishan Aimshir. Turalura laddie, Joe.
Thank you, Michael Flatley. So where do we go from here? What needs to be done? How can we ever get past the quarterfinal in the rugby? What can be done? Caleb in Clongowes. Go on.
Yeah, listen, look, I've never rung this show before, okay?
Okay, what's your point, Caleb?
Fair balls to you, man, for highlighting it, okay? We need to get serious about Irish rugby.
Okay, how do we get serious?
I'm all over it, dude. Give me a chance.
Sorry.
Infiltration, yeah?
Infiltration? What do you mean by
infiltration? We need to get about 6 SUVs together, right? My own man's got a couple, so that's a good start.
Sorry, SUVs. Why would
we need to lash down the M50, right?
Go on.
I checked it out earlier on the GPS, right? Exit 25.
Exit 25. Where are we going?
Basically down a few by roads into Nolan Park, okay?
Nolan Park. Why?
Okay, but where? Under 15, hurling training. 11 a.m. every Saturday, Nolan Park. That's where they are.
Sorry,
6 SUVs, bunch of lads, balaclavas, and just lash the gag kid
into
the boot and drive it like you stole it back to Corton.
Corton? What's what?
Corton House, man.
Oh, sorry.
Corton House the kids for the next 4 years till France 23.
So you're talking about illegally kidnapping underage horses?
Ranch, or they can have all the milk and spuds they want.
No, hold on, Caleb. I think
you've seen Room.
Room? What?
It'd be like Room, except 5 stars.
Ah, go on, get out,
Look, man, if you want to find the next golden generation, we need blue sky thinking.
Blue sky. Take your blue sky.
Have you seen what these guys
Good afternoon to you.